Yeah, you've been less of a bitch
the last couple of days.
Ted
and
shit.
We're crumping.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet some of the birds aren't good at it too, and they're like sad birds.
Yeah, they're alone. They're by themselves. Uh-huh, so it's like it's really a do or die scenario.
Giraffes are the
gayest
animal.
There was one looking at me a little weird when I was that last at the zoo. No, I'm just kidding.
You got that ass, boy.
Yeah.
You ever seen a long neck before?
Anthony, Blake, and Dylan, the cold slice. Ooh.
Yeah, you've been less of a bitch lately.
Welcome back to the Cold Slice podcast. We're bringing you another no toppings episode, which is what we've decided to call these ones now. This one's not food related, but related to the podcast, you guys should buy some stickers. I think we're knocking the price down to $3.
Great.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
It's a sale. Why don't we make it
a
sale?
It's a sale. Like,
this month only, it's $3.
I haven't made any money. I've actually just been giving them out. But so for $3, you can get a sticker. You can email us at thecoldslice@gmail.com or shoot us a message on any of our social medias at thecoldslice.
That's how we fund this show.
It is how
stickers
we fund.
Stickers and Patreon.
Well, hopefully it's how we fund this show eventually, yeah. But... for now, dude.
And once we start our only slice.
Yeah.
Only slice. Nice. Yeah, only we got to create slice. The illusion that we need. We do need the money. We spend a lot on food.
Yeah, we do. And all this equipment.
Yeah. We're just looking at like G's right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Multiple G's.
I wonder how much if you put it all together. Maybe we'll figure that out just for funsies. Yeah, welcome back. It's another episode. I hope you guys enjoyed what came out recently. What video?
It was
heavy metal. It would have been heavy metal.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yep. So I hope you guys enjoyed that video. If you don't know what we're talking about, go check it out. Check out our YouTube page. We did an episode on heavy metal brewing. We did an on the go, and then we also did a podcast about it. So it's pretty cool. Good food over there, good beer, good place to hang out. Let's jump right into it.
Okay, yeah. I thought it'd be a good time now to go back over our resolution goals that we had, mm-hmm. try to see if we can keep each other accountable.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'll speak for myself, but I feel like a few of us have... I'll speak for myself, but I think a few of us at this table have maybe slipped up a little bit here and there. So,
oh, yeah.
Time to bring them back and get them fresh in the mind.
Uh-huh.
My goals that I'm trying to remember now, one of which I have not really accomplished at all, was to join some form of like a recreational sport, something to get me physically active again. I did start going back to the gym, and I have been staying pretty steady on that. So I think that goal is actually, I'd say I've accomplished that one. Yeah. The nicotine one, unfortunately, I did break a few times.
You relapsed on that one.
Yeah, I still haven't. Now I've just become a freeloader because I won't I won't have them at the house, and I won't buy any nicotine products. Mm. But I get real desperate after like I have a beer or two and I know that I'm with somebody like Dylan, for instance, that has dude. That available. I start begging a little bit. So
a little bit.
Dylan is most affected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relapse.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, oh, Venmo you $5.
He's feeling it on his pocket. It's a little lighter.
Dylan's like, look, it's just sad to watch at this point. Just here you go. You're,
take this
you're
go
embarrassing
away.
All of us.
Yeah. It does create a weird power dynamic. If I get a beer, I'm like, I know he's gonna ask.
Yeah, and then you just wait to say no and just watch me crumble before your very eyes.
Damn it, I thought that was gonna work.
No, but yeah, I mean, that's that. I do still want, especially now it's getting nicer out, like I do want to look into picking up a sport. I'm just kind of lazy, but I know I need to do something to
what
do the cardio.
You play? I don't
soccer? Flag football's coming around. I did. Oh, you know what I did? I did actually join through work. I joined it's like just a bunch of dudes on the Vancouver side that want to do pickup basketball.
So
I signed up for that, not knowing that there's a few actual like former college basketball players that are in there. So I don't think it's going to go well for me at all.
You're going to make the D team.
I'm 100% going to be one of the last picks. I've looked at the roster and kind of sized them up at the office, and I'm definitely either the shortest or second shortest there.
It's like middle school gym all over again.
Uh-huh.
In middle school, I was like average height, I feel like, or tall, but now it's like everyone just kept growing.
Pick one or two. Yeah, for sure.
I was I played in middle school as well, and I was actually what do you call them? Tower? What do you call that? Post.
You boxing people out.
Uh-huh. You were like the five position.
Yeah, yeah. I was like close to the board, like yeah. trying to get people out of there. Our team fucking sucked, but I don't know. I don't know that I would play. Do we got our? We went. To, remember when we were going to LA Fitness and we got our asses handed to us?
Oh yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of. Like I said, I signed up for it, and now they like have created like a Slack channel or you know like like a little channel for it. So I've seen everybody's names in there. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I know for a fact that these guys have touched a basketball in the last 5 years, and I can tell you, I have not.
Dude. So, shooters.
Like, I honestly was like, I need to go find wherever a basketball is at my place mm-hmm. and go out. And practice before I just absolutely embarrass myself.
You're gonna get ran through, dude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and my cardio is so bad, but that's why I think it will be a good thing. It'll be, for one, like nice and humbling. I think it'll be a nice humbling experience for me.
Yeah.
I may only do it one time, depending on how embarrassing it is, but it's kind of fun. So that, but I was thinking like as far as like a recreational one to sign up for, like I think one of my buddies does flag football, and that sounds like it could be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, it's more of like a beer league. Like it's not. I think there is people that take it very seriously that probably play it higher up in the league.
If you take flag football seriously, something's going on. You know what I mean?
Dude, like, flag football is getting pretty pretty intense now. Actually, there's like a lot of players. You know, because you know, like with. Like a lot of tournament teams of sports like baseball, mm-hmm. Basketball, they have like summer leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Football was like, seemed like it was one where it was more like we played during our season and then the off season was spent like at the gym. Uh-huh. But now all the specialty positions are able to basically play year round with flag. It's getting so popular. Or I don't think it's.
Yeah, because no one's getting hurt.
Well, and it's all, you know, routes and stuff. So you're, you know, it's like corners versus, or DBs versus, you know, your wide receivers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was talking with somebody the other day who was talking about how like there's like legitimate huge tournaments for it now.
Jesus Christ. That so, would be cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It'd be something to look into. We'd never make it to that caliber of player, I don't think.
Maybe. But what if you did? You just became a flag football star.
That'd be sick. I mean, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a flag football star.
Yeah.
I also have a podcast.
That flag football year-round reminds me of, like, pit bike races, where in my head I'm like, dude, I could tear it up on a pit bike and, like, with your friends. But then there's actually, like, pit bike races where the dudes are still doing all the jumps. They're just on these little KLX 110s.
That sounds like, terrifying.
This ruined the point of pit bike racing.
Like, uh-huh.
I am the average man's best average man. I need a sport where I can do it extremely well.
I feel like
that's one of the best quotes I've ever heard.
Yeah. I feel like you're prone to like beating yourself up and not being super good at something.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't know, I don't know if beating yourself up over like not being good at pit bike racing is a great idea for you.
I was good at it.
He's like, hold the phone. I am good at it.
Well, hold
remember
on.
At Colton's cabin, I won.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's true.
Circling around the tree.
You are light. You have those bird bones.
I do. Yeah. Dude, yeah, I have the opposite problem that a lot of other people have where if they're not good at something, they just like quit or they don't want to do something because they're not good at it. I have the opposite thing where if I find out that I'm not good at something, I will just like invest obsessed. All my money into
that was
buying
like
all the gear.
Blake and I's rock climbing career.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys were in that gym all the time, dude.
Dude, I bought like the unicorn dust or whatever.
Did you guys ever actually go climb a real rock?
No.
No. No, we stuck to that gym.
We weren't ready yet.
Cushy foam mask.
Right.
But we did learn learned the ropes actually, like the knots and the, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, you know what sucks is I don't know if I could. I bet I could if I was shown at one time. I could probably still tie it. But the belay knot or whatever.
Like I have the blue card, and I'm like, the blue card is like what you get when you've been certified and you have to take the class and everything. I like sneak around the blue card. I'm like, mm-hmm. And then I just like slyly ask someone to tie the knot.
You're like, hey, actually, I should probably go first. Why don't you tie the knot? And I'll
try to find a confident male who looks nice. And I'll be like, hey, buddy, you want to be my partner?
You look like you'll bounce if you fall.
You just have me down there standing on the rope for you.
Exactly. Dude, I miss rock climbing.
That was crazy, though. I didn't realize, because like we're pretty similar in weight, and I didn't realize like when you're not, like you got to be like locked in, because obviously you're holding them up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
When he fell off and I wasn't like I wasn't like super prepared for it. Like he looked like he was fine. He was moving so quick, and then he just missed one and like slipped, and his whole body weight comes down. I'm like, shit. I like get jumped and almost hit the wall. That's nice.
You just weren't paying attention. What were you watching? Like the hot climbers?
Yeah, it's very probably easy to
I don't know what was going on, but I just remember like I was like watching him climb. I looked away for a second. All of a sudden, I'm getting yeeted into the rocks. So I'm like, that's what you get, man. That's why you got to keep. That's why you get certified in paying attention, and you couldn't accomplish that. So
I would have been better off with the auto belay, Jesus.
Blake falls 8 feet. Meanwhile, I'm the one complaining.
Bro, you didn't yell that you were going to fall.
You just can't walk again, and you're like, missing a tooth. Sorry.
You got to warn me.
Like, you're like, I know, man. The harness got tight around my legs, too.
Dude, that's why we can't go outdoor climbing. Because
no way.
We would get like drunk or something and then like break our fucking shoulder or knee on the rock. Because when you fall outdoors, it's like if you don't you really fall. And like a lot of times, if you have the gear set, like you place gear at different points along the rock. And if you're at the end of your rope of the gear and you haven't placed the next one yet, it could be a long
like 20 feet or something crazy.
He's like,
I guess I don't know. I can't remember how.
Anthony's down there eating a Cliff Bar, dude.
You're falling 20 on the side of the rock.
Crack my hand in the side. You good?
That was your fault, by the way, for insurance reasons.
Yeah, I'll meet you at the car.
He would totally just leave you there hanging. Like,
you're inviting
it depends on how high up he is, though, because I was the only rock climber I think that was afraid of heights.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of the big reasons why I was like, I'll stick to the gym. Like, this I can control.
Oh, man.
You get in a group together, you're making all your friends sign waivers when they play with you.
Hey, I might not be paying attention if you decide you're going to miss a climb.
Yeah, look, I get easily distracted.
You are liable.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, mine's not going that great, honestly. I'm still the same. I'm like the same way that we, when I started this podcast.
You were doing well for a little while.
You lost weight during the podcast, and now you've gained it back.
Gained it back. I'm at 250 still.
But you're not over that. That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not going up, which is cool. But
it's not a win, but it's not a loss.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely not a win. That's for sure. Especially since I've got a wedding coming up in a couple months.
I was going to say, we're going to have to change the food reviews I do on this podcast if we want any hope of losing weight.
I know. I'll just start filming.
We're at health food.
Yeah. Just him behind the camera like,
that looks really good, guys. Yeah. The salad
is
all right.
More about the crust.
Yeah. That's how we elevate ourselves to the next
exactly.
level.
That's how we get more descriptive. We have to describe the food to Dylan and make him salivate.
You chain me to the bench
next to photosynthesizing.
Please. Just one slice of pepperoni, please.
Yeah, Dylan gets a pepperoni, and we'll eat the pizza.
Only the cups.
Yeah. So mine's not going well since New Year's. How many months is it now? This will be 4 when this comes out.
What?
Since January.
Oh, since January? Yeah, 4.
Yeah. So.
But dude, this is.
It's the quarterly review.
Yes.
I was going to say something time related, but we're not there yet in the month cycle.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
We've been doing it a good amount of time.
I'll get there. I told Jaden, I was like, after the wedding, I'm going to lose the weight. I was like, before the wedding, probably not. But
you're saving money on clothes.
I was like, if we could just not drink until our weddings, we'd probably lose a good amount of weight.
20 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm not going to do that. I'm willing to give up nothing, apparently.
Like, look, I can't sacrifice a lot, but I do expect returns.
What else do they want from me, dude?
Anthony's giving up Zins. You're like, fuck that, dude.
But he's not.
How often do I see you?
Oh.
Because that's when I get my fix.
Twice a month, maybe?
Yeah, so that's when I get my fix. I mean, it's not like I'm out here. Yeah. I should ask other people on the sidewalk and see if I could ever get
I'm sure you could.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, so mine's not going well. How about you, Blake?
Mine's gone bad.
Yeah. I think we were all late to this filming.
Yep. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And every night before, we're like, we got to be there at 10 on the dot.
On the dot. Like, no fucking around this time.
And then
we're not.
Anthony's always the closest, I would say.
Except for this time. I was the last one.
Yeah, that's true. But you were relying on
I think you were going to be on time until we said, or were you not?
I would have been on time, yeah.
Yeah, until we said, like, I'll be there at 10:12, and then it was actually 10:17. Then Dylan's like, I'll be there at 10:20, 10:22.
I did wake up with this
yeah.
going on. So
the camera can't even see it unless you zoom in. But
oh, I think the camera can see it.
I think
the neighbors outside can see it.
The sad Google Maps is picking it up.
Yeah. Took a yeah. vacuum to his lip.
Dude, pretty much, that's CPAP.
We were joking earlier that the fame had got to Dylan's head already, and he's like, I need to go get my lips done.
Yeah, I need lip injections.
But then he's afraid of needles, so he only made it halfway through.
Dude, lip injections, that's like the one thing that just looks really obvious.
Yeah, and it's terrible. It's like, just get allergies, dude.
yeah, just gain a food allergy. You can have it whenever you want. You just gotta
I don't know if I've seen it look natural on too many people. Like it doesn't even look bad on some people. It's just that
I don't think
you can just tell.
Ever looks good on anyone. That's the one. That's like one of those one things where I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It looks awful.
I think I have, I'm kind of similar. Like I just have I don't care if you do it. I think it definitely can look better on some people versus others. Mm-hmm. I think that's just the way that the world works, but
it's true.
That's not like it's not a preference for me at all. Like I don't know why, but I have like a little judgmental side to me that as soon as I see it, I'm like, there's something going on here.
Something mental going on. It looks weird, dude.
It can look decent at the end of its cycle, but at the beginning, it's always like really overblown.
I don't know. That's always the craziest shit to me. I'm like, what's the point? What is the point? Like, you just have these like Benedict Cumberbatch lips and like now you just want like Kylie Jenner lips? I see that in the future. I see that going away. I think people are moving away from it already.
I hope so.
Especially with like the new generation of kids.
Like, yeah.
They're just not interested in anything.
People aren't going to have enough money for that.
Yeah. You know, there was a study that I read recently. I read a headline recently, really.
There you go. I read the article title. That's how I study, too.
That's exactly what it was. I just read the article title.
And then I read
it was on YouTube, too.
Yeah. And now I'm,
I love when people comment before they even watch the video.
Yes.
I don't comment on anything.
I don't comment on anything.
No,
but I always read the comments.
I rarely comment on anything. But it was saying that like this new generation, what are they, Gen X or something or Gen Y?
Those are our parents.
Oh, yeah. Whatever the new generation is.
Z.
Yeah.
But the generation. We're like end of millennial into Generation Z.
Yeah. So that generation.
They're the Zoomers.
Right. Yeah, the Zoomers. They're spending less money on alcohol. Like they're not as interested in like
fucking
drinking.
High on everything else.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Interesting.
Like vape sales have gone up, but bar tabs have gone down. Like,
yay.
Yeah.
I do think that there's a lot of people that are pushing towards like
being sober.
Yeah. At least from alcohol, you know, I have seen a decent push in that.
I mean, fair enough, but
I mean,
like,
hey, I don't think there's anything like I think if you stopped drinking for a year, like I don't think that you're gonna look worse at the end of that year.
No,
so I don't think there's
not at all.
I mean, I definitely think that booze is very bad for you.
There's no benefits besides like the social lubrication,
right?
Which
I think there's
even
plenty
of
benefits to alcohol.
Well, socially, I think so.
Socially, yeah,
yeah,
and that's what we're alive for, you know?
Exactly.
Like I'm not saying you should go out and get hammered every.
And if you're happier,
I was gonna say I just read between the lines, and Dylan says that he lives to drink.
Yeah.
If you're happier, you're healthier. And
right.
And we like to drink. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like it's terrible for you, but like all things in moderation, I suppose, is really where that is really what we're getting down to. But
that's the goal. That's the theory. It's not the practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say that's the hard part though, especially like at our age and in our friend group. It's like.
Yeah,
it's like one
moderation
beer.
Is like you got to be. Yeah,
it's non-existent.
You got to not hang out that often.
Yeah, it's true. That is very true. But yeah, I don't blame them for like going sober. I'm just kind of like, are you guys all gonna be like fucking super boring or what?
Like, I don't know. You know what? I haven't talked to. I don't have anybody in my family that's that age group anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're all older now, so it's like, I really don't have any frame of reference. But I will say I do like that the like 90s grunge style outfits and the skate, like all the skateboards are coming back out.
Oh.
I've noticed that, like especially downtown where I live, I see a lot of it. And I'm like, that's pretty dope.
I look at that and I'm like, you bunch of fucking degenerates, dude.
Degenerates or posers?
Both.
Mm. I just think it's cool. I'm like, rather that than, you know, running around with your whatever deal hanging out.
What is that? Like I'm talking about? Dude, and like
yeah,
the,
like I'd way rather yeah. have them like
that's true.
They're out. They're outside. They're skateboarding. There's everybody else is
bunch
like
of punks
on there doing this shit.
Yeah, that's I true. I get what you're saying for sure.
I guess I'm biased because I was a skater too when I was younger. Right. Though, so like
you're excited. Your middle school clothes are back in style.
Yeah, I was like, I can wear this. I 100% was that kid and lived at the skate park. So
yeah, yeah, I get that too. I do. I really hated when I turned like 21. I hated the style that was like out there, specifically for girls. Like I know we're all men and we really shouldn't. Be speaking on that, but here we are. Where it was like the high-waisted like jeans
I
and
love
like
high-waisted jeans.
Really, dude?
Love it.
I hate it.
Gives me like a little mama thing.
wow.
And that's the reason that we should not be bringing those back.
Yeah, dude. Back in the closet.
I hate low-rise jeans. They make show people's butt cracks make their hips look small.
I'm into it.
Okay.
No, I don't want low rise.
I don't think I care either way on that.
Really?
I love high rise, mid waisted.
The only ones that I was ever like, those are kind of interesting looking jeans, are when there was like a slight revival of the what is it like the overly boot cut ones?
Yeah. Oh, the '70s like
bell bottoms.
Uh-huh. When I saw those, I was like, really? I looked at them. I was like, I don't know why the pants do that.
I hate it, dude.
That and seems like more fabric to do that.
Those jeans pants. That like go up to like their belly button. I'm like, what the fuck is
we
going
are
on?
Different men.
yes, yes, we are. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't
like
get
you
it.
You want to see a little tummy?
Sure, I guess. Okay. Just wear some regular fucking jeans.
We're gonna have to get Dylan some low-rise jeans.
It's the only way. Hey, you see how you look in low-rise jeans. Yeah. Dude, a lot of people, it just hides their stomach, so it makes them look not as big.
Right.
Like if you wear the low-rise, then your belly hangs over. But if you wear the high-rise, then your belly looks like one with the waist.
I get that, too. But, like, you know, it's not Christmas. I don't have to package it up, dude. Like, we're gonna get there eventually. But
all right.
Let me know what I'm working with. Yeah, no,
I guess.
Is it the backwards hat? Is that why I just said that?
I think so, yeah. You left your Oakleys in the car. He keeps asking me to go get it.
Got Smash Mouth, Nickelback blasting.
Yeah.
We got a dip he's in. Just,
every time he says another thing, his goatee grows in a little farther.
His RC car comes
or his soul, what is it, soul patch? Is that the one that's under the lid?
Yeah.
And he's not dude. Coming in. Don't stop coming.
RC cars were... thing.
I actually, that's it's funny you guys mentioned that because I was pulling out of my driveway today and there was a full grown man playing with RZ cars.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Like, yeah.
You do got to be worried about that.
I was kind of like, a part of me gets it and I would love to do that, but I need there to be a child around me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you need to live vicariously, but it's really yours.
Yes. I need that child. I need it to be that kid's and then I just take the controller and we're both enjoying it.
Well, that's why you have kids so that you can buy the toys
that's
that
true.
You want.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're buying them for them,
right?
Even though they have a bedtime at a certain time, so that they're your.
See you later, babe. I'm gonna go play with the RC cars.
You're going to the track.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen's hitting 50 today. I swear.
I actually used to have one of those, and it ripped. Not a Lightning McQueen one. That would be sick. But yeah. I had this like off road one, and I had like, do you remember the old like plastic 1080 ramps? I think is what they were called, like the plastic bike ramps.
No.
No.
What?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
They're pretty common, I feel like.
Yeah. I was afraid of them, but I liked watching you guys do it.
A plastic ramp?
Like for your bike?
Yeah, to jump?
Mm-mm. No, I was an indoors kid.
Huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hence the food allergies and stuff now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No one never left the ground.
No, anyways, I don't know. We had a few of those, so we were always like out jumping and stuff, but when I got that RC car... I'd like hit that. I'd hit have that thing hit the ramp. It would jump like 20 feet.
Yeah, you'd
do like backflips. It was freaking nuts. Yeah.
Are there gas powered RC cars?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Fuck. That was a big thing in my family. Like my extended family. Like they loved it. There used to be like little races and stuff, and like they scared the fuck out of me.
They sounded so cool.
Whee!
They did.
Two strokes.
They scared the shit out of me.
But I never coughed up the money to get one of those. My electric one was like, it had like a brushless engine and it was...
They're probably faster anyways.
Right? It hauled ass. It's just the problem is you could only, you know, rip it around for 20 or 30 minutes before you had to plug it back in for like 8 hours.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Did you guys have the, not the RC cars, but the track ones?
Oh, what were those called? Called. Like sat on the little, mm-hmm. and it was just
those
all.
Were badass.
Oh, electric? I had one of those.
Yeah, what are they called?
Track cars, I think.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and it was all about like your throttle control and not let them fly off.
Yeah, those were fun. Yeah.
Yes, Jeff and my dad built this huge track in our shop. It was so fun to play. And it was really cool. It took up the whole
room. I remember
that
one, yeah.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah, we still have all the parts. We could build it again. That'd be really fun.
We should throw it in here.
That would be cool.
Just going around. Because
you have to be skilled with your speed, otherwise it just flies off.
Huh. That sounds rad.
It is. It's super fun.
Do you guys? What kind of old person do you think you guys are going to be? Do you think you're going to be a model train person?
Dude, I kind of hope so. You know, I bet you that's so peaceful.
They're sick.
Like
they're fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
And you get to be really, you get to create your own little world. Like I could, I would do that now if I had the space and the money.
Seems, but
yeah, trains. my step grandpa and my stepdad, they love it. Mm. Like they're step grandpa's dead, but he loved it. He had a whole out in the garage, a whole table with a whole scene.
Did you inherit that?
No, my stepdad did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he split it between him and his brother, but. So we do have some model trains laying around the house, or he does somewhere.
So they can't just build one big one. They gotta split it.
They gotta make their own tracks, you know.
Do they both do it?
My stepdad did for a long time, and then I think he got told to put it away. So I know.
Ruins classic everything. American dad story.
Uh huh. I hope I am a model train person too.
I think in order to be a model train person though, you have to have room in your house to do it. So that's a reason to aspire to be a model train person, anyways, because you gotta have your
have a
nice basement or I think that's the ultimate model train move though. If you have the downstairs basement and it's just all model train, that's in every movie ever.
That would be sick.
Yeah. Is there a filming aspect to the model trains or is it mainly just to watch them do their thing?
No, just watch them. You can film it, but
how obsessive do you think you get? You think that you put them on a schedule?
That would be cool. People get very.
Someone's leaving the station at this time.
Very obsessive with it.
There's people that like actually watching trains, and they're like, "Dude, this never happens where this one passes this one," and then
right. That's a level of autism I don't have in me.
Like train watchers or something?
Uh-huh. You ever seen those videos?
Or would you be a bird watcher?
I don't know. I would. Yeah.
I think it'd be nice to get outside.
I would love to be able to talk to him and try the calls.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Or just identify.
You're going to be a lonely old person.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Actually, maybe not. It'd be you and Haley both out there.
Find my community. Yeah. I totally would. I tried to match the geese the other day. They were talking, and I couldn't get my voice high enough. And I just kept getting louder and louder, and it was on the street in public. And Haley's like, please stop.
I was going to say, Blake is going to be a bird watcher.
100%.
He's going to be a bird caller.
I tried to be the geese. I was trying to walk like them. And I kept encouraging them, it's okay, I'm one of you. It wasn't right. It wasn't right.
Dude, I'm so glad you found
her. If you want their attention, just throw some bread or crackers on the ground.
I should be a bird. Not that feeder,
you don't have to learn their whole dance.
He's out there
I was doing you're a chicken, dude. That's not a goose.
Fuck.
There's so many different types of birds, though. You get your book and you go and you look at them all, I guess.
I know. It's funny. I tried to do that at one point. I think I had a picture on my phone of a bird and I saw it. And then I looked at another one that looked the same to me, but I knew they were different. Mm-hmm. Then I was how the fuck does anyone do this? I was like,
oh, you know what? Is it Mr. Leapak?
Yeah, I was about to mention that.
Were you a Mr. Leapak? He was a hardcore bird watcher. He knew all the birds. And when we were kids, we had to do, it was 50 birds,
bird
species that we had to, memorize.
I still know the state bird is a golden finch because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't remember, I can't remember any of the other ones.
Should be a seagull.
I know the blue jay, the robin. And the red-tailed hawk.
Blue jays are hard, though, because they look similar to, multiple other species of birds.
Maybe it's not a blue jay. It's the blue one that's around here all the time, though.
There's a jayhawk.
But I remember he would just flash him on the screen for, half a second. You'd have to identify him.
Yeah. It was cool. And it was actually so fun at the time, too. So I was like, this is cool. This is not math, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever did the calls. I want to know the songs. Animal communication is so fascinating to me. If I had to pick a job besides music, it would be being a scientist studying whale sounds or birds, or just trying to get what they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what's up. I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I agree, honestly.
If you could like understand animals.
Yeah.
They're probably just saying, we're trying to fuck. We're trying to fuck.
That's exactly
what
yeah.
was what is it? The birds of what are they called? It's like in the rainforest, I think, typically, but it's like all the bright colored birds.
Oh, and like the toucans.
The males are like, they all have dances yeah, oh, or very yeah. specific oh, rituals. To like,
I love that one, dude. Yeah. Where he's got blue on him. And he's like,
dude, I saw this video. I saw this video online, and I wish I knew who the creator of it was, because it made me actually want to like look at a TikTok. And I typically don't, but like it was, my wife showed me, and it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. It's like a, it's like this dude, he's like, so this is my impression of a peacock or of a male peacock. And then he like walks a few steps back in his room and he has like a towel on.
Oh my
God. Just out of nowhere, he throws it up like this. He's like, you fucking want this. You fucking want this. And he's like shaking around. He's like, I know you want this shit. It's like, that's totally how the birds yeah. act though. They're like,
yeah, it's true.
Check out this twig I got.
It's like, how gay and flamboyant can I be?
Yeah, right.
And get the girl.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be the perfect life.
I imagine it as like, I imagine it like as in their world, breakdancing is like just the ultimate sport.
Oh, it's the pinnacle.
Yeah, it's like gets all the babes.
That's the only way you're going to get fucked.
He's like, well, check this out. Like, doing the spinning on his head and shit.
And we're crumping. Yeah,
yeah. Dude, I bet some of the birds aren't good at it too, and they're like sad birds.
Yeah, they're alone. Dude. They're by themselves. Uh-huh, so it's like, it's really a do or die scenario.
It is, man.
Either Robbie can't dance.
Dance or die.
Either you break it down or you're not getting laid. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Yeah. Step up.
That's how it should work in real life. Like you're at a bar and like you're talking to this girl and you're just like,
I think they have movies for
Let
that.
Me get you a drink.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
Hell yeah,
that could be a good skit.
Yeah.
Could definitely be a good skit out
for sure.
Dude, that's awesome. Fucking birds, dude.
That's hilarious. And the females are always bigger than the males. You guys notice that?
I like that.
That's weird. I like that.
Well, it's like lions. Because the males are dancing their ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get food the whole time.
It's true.
Yeah.
They stay lean.
Yeah, they're in the club. They got mommies. Pimp mommies. Dude, lions, I think the females are the hunters. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, you're probably right.
When I went to the zoo recently, or not super recently, but a few years ago, I think, there was something that I read on the lions, and I might get this wrong, but that they sleep for like 20 something hours a day.
Yeah.
The males,
like, I want to say it was almost like 23, and they're up for like 1 hour and they hunt.
Koalas are like that too.
Who are?
Well, yeah, they're dumb as fuck.
Koalas?
Yeah, you're like,
they're not doing that for any good reason.
They're doing that because they're high as shit off that eucalyptus or whatever. They just eat that and get freaking ripped all day. I'd be asleep too.
Sea turtles do that with the currents.
Oh, yeah, they just fall asleep in the current.
Oh, I think, like, in Finding Nemo, remember how they're all, like, stoners?
Right.
I think that's, like, based on something.
Mm.
Something about the current gets them happy.
Yeah, probably. I know sea turtles do nip at jellyfish for a good eye.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the current. It's just the jellyfish.
Yeah. So.
I love Planet Earth. It's probably my favorite comfort show.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure.
I cycle between Bob Ross and Planet Earth.
Does David Attenborough still?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I will only watch something if David Attenborough
or Morgan Freeman
narrating it. Yeah, totally.
It's all about the narration though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. To totally derail us here on animals.
I want to keep talking about it. The storylines they create.
Do you know who the gayest animal in the animal kingdom is?
Is this a joke?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, really? Okay.
Take a guess.
Monkeys.
You have a guess?
I was going to say, honestly, I would think like a bonobo monkey, which is like the closest to us.
Giraffes.
Giraffes. Nice. Oh, you know what? I knew that.
Uh-huh.
I knew that.
Giraffes are the gayest animal.
There was one looking at me a little weird when I was last at the zoo. No, I'm just kidding.
You got that ass, boy.
Yeah.
You ever seen a long neck before?
Dude, they are.
You're gonna learn today.
They are so, obviously they're huge, but like they are so intimidatingly large
when you
see them in person.
I want you, and I like you.
I've never seen an animal that big. It was freaking scary.
Imagine dinosaurs.
I also had eaten like half an edible when I went there, which that's plenty for me. So like, honestly,
was I there with you? Because that was more than
we talked about it on the podcast.
I was honestly not fully convinced that the elephants were real. Yeah. Like I thought that they might have been animatronic. Yeah. It's like there's no way there's an animal that's
Jim
that big
Carrey
just right
so
next to
dedicated to his craft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Just to derail us here for 2 seconds. I started putting a QR code on our videos.
Oh, you did?
By the way. Yeah.
That's cool.
Recently. You'll see it on Heavy Metal.
Oh, perfect.
So in the podcast, if you're watching, at some point during the podcast, you'll see a QR code pop up, and it'll take you directly to, in this case, Heavy Metal Brewing's website.
So if you have a second phone, you can watch the video and then scan it.
Yes. If you're not watching on your phone, you can scan it. Or you can take a screenshot and do it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Work. Just kind of a fun little, like...
Can you click on QR codes?
Yeah, I didn't know you could click on them.
You can't.
Okay.
You have to scan it.
What does it do?
Takes you to their website.
Whose website?
Whoever we're doing. Heavy Metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, great.
That's, that's a good idea.
Nice. Yeah, just for fun, you know? Just pops up, like, right here for, like...
That's cool.
30 seconds or something.
Nice.
Right. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Speaking of animals, to get us back on track, I was recently dog-sitting for somebody. Three black labs.
Mm.
Three of them. I'm a dog lover, like...
It's a lot, though.
Through and through, but that is a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them was still considered a puppy at like 2 years old, you know?
Wow. Oh, yeah. They're pretty rambunctious at that age.
Dude,
yeah.
It takes them years to come off of that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so it was a good experience. I got to live like a bachelor again in this really nice house, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a good experience. I love the dogs, but that dog in particular was so rambunctious.
Made you not want a dog.
Yeah, pretty much. And maybe not want a puppy anymore. Like... Mm-hmm. I was kind of just like I was on the phone. I was working too, so I was on the phone. And dude, yeah, all of a sudden, the dog would like, he'd be laying there and he'd be like totally fine. But the second I got on the phone, he would get up and he would put his head on my lap. Mm-hmm. And then if I like pet him and I didn't stop, or if I stopped petting him, he would just start barking.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, I can't do this. Yeah. I was all the way out in Yakult, too, and there's, like, nothing to do there.
No.
So I was just stuck with dogs, like, for a week. Like, just fucking...
Go watch a Little League game at the...
yeah, exactly, dude. I popped into the little pizza place over there, which is pretty good. But
nice. Did you bring your video game stuff?
I did. Yeah, I played Breath of the Wild the entire time, and then Super Mario Odyssey. So I had stuff to do, but it was kind of nice, dude. Like, I got to walk out, and I was basically in a forest.
Nice.
And I could just, I don't know, basically like kind of be a mountain man for a minute. It was pretty sick.
Yeah. Pee wherever you want.
That's the best thing.
I thought about that, but I was like, if they have cameras.
Yeah, it's not your house. It's like you shouldn't be marking your territory necessarily. But
right. You know. Yeah. The guy comes home, starts smelling the water. Yeah,
he started peeing on everything.
He peed outside. I knew it.
Go start a Dylan.
Get me some water.
That's the best thing about living in the country is being outside.
Yeah, totally. Like, I'd much rather walk outside to pee than like walk to the bathroom to pee.
I'd say at my house you probably peed outside way more than inside.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure I own a certain plot of land at your house at this point.
Yeah.
This is my tree.
Oh man. Yep. That was a good time. I don't know that I'll be doing that again though. Honestly.
Oh, you said pretty good money.
Yeah, that's true. It is good money, but like you're away from, you know, I was away from Jaden and then like my bed and my CPAP machine.
You're using his CPAP.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. No, I did start using the CPAP machine regularly now, and I have never felt more rested.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad it made a difference for you.
Dude, day and night, honestly. Like, I wake up, you know, in the morning now, and I don't feel like I immediately need to go back to bed.
Right.
Good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How much distilled water do you go through?
Not that much. Maybe like this much every 2 days.
Oh. Have you gotten through the one that I got here?
No, not yet. That's my backup. Good. Thanks for getting that, by the way.
Good. Just wanted to remind you.
Yeah. I just wanted to remind you that I got that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy difference. Like I never thought that it was that was gonna make such a difference. Apparently it's supposed to help with your mood too.
Oh, good.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been less of a bitch lately.
Yeah, the last couple of days.
That's really cool. Is it hard to like put it on and convince yourself that you want to do that? Or
no, not really. Because I, no matter what, even if I do get good rest, I'm asleep in seconds. So like, it's just like this mask that goes from like here to here, and it doesn't look like a like what they put you out with, but it looks like just a little futuristic kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you basically just put it on, and you like, you know, put your straps on over your face or whatever, and then it breathes for you.
Oh, that's good.
Essentially, so like when you breathe, it pushes a bunch of air into your, you know, your nose and your mouth.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty cool. Jaden loves it. She's like, you haven't snored. She's like, I heard a little snore through the mask the other day. And she's like, she's been sleeping better now.
Yeah. So you're it helps like, everybody in the family.
Yeah.
That's good.
For sure. Say my dad has one. I tried it on when we were camping one time just because I wanted to see it. Yeah. It was a, kind of a weird feeling, but.
You know, I think it's so, like a really, it's more way more common than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Like, crazy common. Because there's like, I think there's like two people in my extended family that have them too.
Yeah, most alcoholics do.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. No, yeah, no, it's weird though. Like, I wasn't expecting, at least the one that I put on, like, it's actually not uncomfy.
No.
It's not that bad. I would think that, like, having that over my face would just absolutely piss me off to the max, but.
You know, I had a couple of beers and I put it on the other day and I couldn't do it. So I was just like, sorry, babe, like not going to happen. I'm just not going to wear it tonight.
You got frustrated.
Yeah. But
so are you perpetually little spoon now? Like, cause you can't really big spoon.
We don't, we're over that.
You're no cuddling.
No.
Like, give me my space. I do a lot of this now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's there. My move too.
I was like, I know you're there. I want you to know I'm here. Uh-huh. But also,
I'm gonna be over here.
Yeah. Well, we also do like, dude, our we got Manny that like doesn't understand boundaries. So like, he'll sleep in the middle of us now.
Yeah.
So it's like my hand is just there.
It's good enough
for emotional support.
It's good enough. Well, dude, we sleep in a full. So
that's well, I was gonna say we're on a queen and it feels small.
Mm-hmm. That's the queen is a little bit bigger than the full.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we need that little extra space.
You guys need to just get a king.
I know.
That's what we're trying to do. We're like, we can't.
Yeah. But do you want to spend $2,000 on a king?
No, but there is a company, I'll figure out what it is. My dad bought mattresses from them. They get delivered and then like they're like rolled up and break the thing and they blow up. They're actually surprisingly comfy.
Huh.
And it was like $600.
That's pretty good.
So that's a shit ton better than.
We might just do that.
Good. Yeah. Use mattress.
Oh, God, no. No.
Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah. I don't like the idea of like any, honestly, really any used furniture. Like I know that.
No.
I know that the tax bracket that I am in means that I have to probably buy used furniture.
Yeah.
But like even the idea of like a used couch, I don't like that because like, I don't know what weird stuff was going on that couch.
No.
And I don't want to like obliviously sit on that pretending it's mine for the next year.
Yeah.
Not knowing that like some person like got drunk and peed on it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I know the amount of weird stuff that has gone on my couch and my friends' couches. And I'm like, I don't.
That's enough for me. Yeah. I'll buy new. Like I will bite the bullet and buy new.
We made that pact. We were like, no more used furniture. Like not from family, not from friends, nothing. Like,
no, I don't like, I just don't like it. I want my own stuff. I don't care if I have to buy a cheaper couch or whatever, or bed, whatever it is, as long as I know that it's mine.
Yeah, know? Exactly. Like the weird stuff that went on is my weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I've made peace with my weird stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Emmy's coming around to it, but
I bought a couch for 99 cents in Nashville.
What the fuck?
What?
It was sketchy.
Yeah, that sounds sketchy.
I put it in my van. It was in Goodwill. Put it in my van and we rode in the couch on the way back from Goodwill.
Are you still fighting the bed bugs?
Like, I don't, maybe. I don't know.
99 but, cents?
Yeah. It was that, too good of a deal to pass up.
That's too good of a deal. You need to pass it up.
Yeah. My thing is like what I'm willing to do on other people's couches means that I know that those other people would be willing to do something on
100%.
My couch.
Yeah. That couch has seen some shit for sure. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for watching our show. Check out our Patreon. There's stand-up comedy on there. We're going to start posting other stuff on there as well. Early access videos get posted there a day before they come out on Wednesday. I've been doing that recently, by the way, everyone. That's an announcement for you too as well.
We are proud of you. We appreciate that work.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You can buy stickers. They're $3 now. Shoot us an email. Hit us up on social media. Thanks for watching. The car flies!